Let's everybody stand and turn to hymn number 423, Joy to the World. If you need the book, we'll sing the first and last stanza as we sing Joy to the World. Ready? Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. He rules the world with truth and grace, and let the nations prove the glory of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and one and wonders of His love. Great singing now. Please be seated.
sings a lullaby.
Fear not the darkness
or the shadows.
Scripture reading from Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
In the little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child one day, and the sky was bright with a holy light o'er the place where Jesus lay. Alleluia, oh how the angels sang, alleluia, how it rang, and the sky was bright with the holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a king. 'Twas the humble birthplace, but oh, how much God gave to us that day. And the manger bed, what a path has led, what a perfect holy day. Alleluia, oh, how the angels sang, alleluia, how it rang, and the sky was bright with the holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a king, 'twas the birthday of a king.
Amen.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jing, jingling, jingle, jingle bells. Jing, jingling, jingle, jingle bells. Oh, what fun it is to ride. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A one-horse open sleigh. Jing, jingling, jingle, jingle bells. Jing, jingling, jingle, jingle bells. Oh, what fun it is to ride. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A one-horse open sleigh. Jingle, 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 jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is. Oh, what fun it is to. Oh, what fun. Oh, what fun is to ride one horse open sleigh,
laughing all the way.
Jingle, 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 jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is.
Fun it is to.
Fun it is to ride.
Is to ride
one horse open sleigh.
Open sleigh.
Tonight.
Jingle, jingle,
dashing, dashing, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells,
o'er the fields we go, o'er the fields we go, laughing, 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 yes, we're laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail, bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to, fun it is to ride and sing a sleigh song tonight. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go,
one verse of Oh Come All Ye Faithful. Would you like to stand once again, stretch your legs, to listen just one verse, Oh Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant.
Oh come ye, oh come ye to
Bethlehem. Come and behold him born. born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Him, cry the Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
So praise the Lord for that, right? The Ding-a-ling group. So please take your attention to the piano right now. Catherine Gingerella, one of our college pianists, is going to play a number called Sweet Holy Child. Continuing our scripture reading in Luke chapter 2. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was heard or told unto them.
Boy, they made you be born in a manger. Sweet little holy child, we didn't know who you were. Didn't know you'd come to save us, Lord, to take away our sins. Our eyes were blind, we couldn't see. We didn't know who you were. Long time ago you were born, born in a manger low. Sweet little Jesus boy, the world treat you mean, Lord, treat me mean too. But that's how things is down here. We didn't know who you were. You have told us how we are trying. Master, you have showed us how. Even when you were dying, just seems like we can't do right. Look how we treated you. But please, sir, forgive us, Lord. We didn't know who you were. Sweet little Jesus boy, born long time ago. Sweet little holy child, and we didn't know who you was.
Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2, we're going to look at verses 1, 2, and verse 11. The Bible says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him.'" Now look at verse 11. "And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh." The gifts brought by the wise men to the Lord Jesus Christ, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh, picture prophetically the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. It pictures his earthly life and his mission, and that's in the past to us. It pictures his heavenly ministry, which is his present, and his coming kingly majesty, which is his and our future. First of all, I want you to notice the myrrh. Myrrh is extracted from a tree. It's a sap that's extracted from a tree called cistus, and the cistus tree is more of a shrub. It's kind of short and squatty and grows between the rocks and not real beautiful to look at. But do you remember how Isaiah the prophet described the Lord Jesus Christ? In Isaiah 53 verse 2, the Bible says, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness." And that word comeliness means magnificence or excellence or splendor. Isaiah said, "And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." In the flesh, as the Lord Jesus Christ walked this earth, he didn't look like God walking this earth. He just looked like any old ordinary man, not much to look at. But you know, when the bark of that tree, the cistus tree, was harvested and crushed and the sap extracted, it became myrrh, a very precious and costly and sweet and aromatic perfume. And you remember what happened when the body of the Lord Jesus Christ was broken for us on Calvary. His shed blood became a precious and costly and sweet sacrifice, acceptable to Almighty God for the payment for our sins. The wise men brought myrrh for the young child Jesus. To them it was a precious, expensive gift to celebrate his birth, and perhaps in their minds it was nothing more, but to us it was a picture of why he was born. It was a picture of his earthly life and mission to be broken and to shed his precious blood, to die on Calvary's cross so that we might be saved. You know, myrrh was also used as an ointment in preparation for burial, to mask the stench of death and decay because of its powerful, sweet fragrance. In John chapter 19, we read about Joseph of Arimathea begging the body of the Lord Jesus to lay it in his brand new hewn tomb. And we find out that Nicodemus came and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes to embalm the body of the Lord Jesus Christ to prepare it for burial. What a beautiful gesture. What a deep and wonderful love that Nicodemus must have had for the Lord Jesus Christ to bring that myrrh for his burial. What a costly sacrifice he was willing to make to honor his Lord and Master, but completely unnecessary. Because early in the morning, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, when those ladies we read about at the end of the four Gospels arrived at his graveside, there was no dead body there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Why seek ye the living among the dead?
Yeah.
He is not here. He is risen. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Second, we read about frankincense. Frankincense was an incense that God had ordained that the Jews were to use in the worship in the tabernacle and later the temple, dating all the way back to the time of Moses and right up through the time of Christ. What took place in the tabernacle and later in the temple, the ministry of the priest of Israel. What was the ministry of the priest to offer, along with the incense, the prayers and the sacrifices as they interceded before God in behalf of the children of Israel? In the scriptures, our prayers are compared to incense. The incense is offered as a sweet-smelling savor before the Lord. It's intended to please Him and to bring Him joy and to bring Him pleasure and to bring Him delight. Proverbs 15, verse 8 says, "The prayer of the upright is His delight." The prayers of God's children are as that sweet, precious incense in the nostrils of God. It brings Him joy, it pleases Him, and brings Him delight. But the wise men from the east didn't simply bring the young child Jesus another costly and precious gift. And the Old Testament priest offering their frankincense in the temple was not simply a picture of the prayers of the New Testament saints, because something far greater, something far more wonderful was being told to us through the gift of frankincense, the present heavenly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says He is our great high priest that has passed into the heavens. Amen. He is our high priest which can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. That's right. And as our great high priest, by His own blood He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
Amen.
The Bible says, "And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, after He had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, the sacrifice of Himself, the sacrifice of His life, the sacrifice of His own precious blood on Calvary for us," the Bible says He sat down at the right hand of God.
Amen.
Why did He sit down? Because He was finished. Amen. Amen. The work was done. For by one offering, not an offering of lamb's blood, not an offering of goat's blood, but His own blood, by one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. And now that the sacrifice has been made, now that the price for our sins has been paid in full, and now that He sits at the right hand of the Father in heaven, what is He doing? As our great high priest, He ever liveth to make intercession for us. He offers His prayers to God in our behalf, and that frankincense, that sweet smelling savor, He offers before Almighty God.
Amen.
The frankincense the wise men brought pictures His present earthly ministry. As He intercedes for us, He prays for us. And better than that, folks, He always gets His prayers answered. Amen.
Amen.
Gold is symbolic of royalty and deity. This gift of the wise men pictures His future kingly majesty. Someday, folks, and I believe someday very soon, Jesus is coming back.
That's right, brother.
And about 7 years later, He's coming back again. Amen.
Amen.
And He will establish on this earth His kingdom.
That's right.
Where He will rule and reign for 1,000 years on this earth. The world doesn't recognize Him as king today, but one day they sure will. The prophet Isaiah said of Him, "The government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of His government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon His kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever." The psalmist said, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter, and one day great voices in heaven will proclaim, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And all of us who know him as Lord and Savior, those of us who by faith have trusted in him and have been washed from our sins in his own blood, those of us who are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, those of us also are kings and priests unto God and his Father, and we shall reign with Christ 1,000 years.
Amen.
You know, when the wise men brought him gold, they probably didn't realize they were giving that gold to Almighty God himself. They knew they had traveled so far and brought such precious gifts to honor the King of the Jews, but they may not have known they were actually in the presence of the King of Kings. But there's a fourth gift that the wise men gave. You say, I only count three. The gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh, but the one you missed is the most important of all. Look at Matthew chapter 2, verse 11 once again. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshiped him.
Amen.
They gave him their worship.
Amen.
You say, how is that a picture of Christ? It's not a picture of Christ. It's not a picture of his past earthly mission. It's not a picture of his present heavenly ministry. It's not a picture of his future kingly majesty. It's a picture of us.
Yes.
Do you know what we're going to be doing for all eternity as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever?
Amen.
Do you know what we're going to be doing in our glorified and sinless and perfect minds and bodies? We're going to be giving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords our worship.
Amen.
The Bible says in Revelation 4:11, in heaven will fall down before him that sits on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord,
Amen.
To receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation 5 says, we'll fall down before the Lamb and sing a new song, saying, thou art worthy, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
Amen.
Revelation 7 says, we'll be before the throne of God, saying salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb, and will fall before the throne on our faces and worship God,
Amen.
Saying amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. We'll sing the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee.
Amen.
For all eternity, we will be primarily occupied with worshiping God. You know, the Bible mentions worship well over 200 times. And most often when the Bible mentions worship, it's not even talking about our future worship in heaven. It's talking about our present worship here on earth. I believe God wants us to begin practicing now for what we're going to be doing in heaven for all eternity. That way, when we get there, it won't be so unfamiliar to us.
Yeah.
We won't feel so out of place, amen? We won't feel so foreign there. Now this Christmas, we'll give many gifts. Gifts to family and gifts to friends and neighbors and loved ones. And we may even give a little something extra in the offering plate at church. A Christmas gift for Jesus. After all, it is his birthday, amen? Some of us might even receive a gift or two. But we know that the greatest gift that we could ever receive is the gift of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I trust that you've received God's gift. The most precious, the greatest gift that's ever been given. The gift of God's only begotten Son. I trust that you know him as your personal Savior. Jesus is the greatest gift you'll ever
That's
receive.
That's right.
Amen.
But what about the greatest gift you could ever give him?
Amen.
It's not gold or frankincense or myrrh. The greatest gift you can ever give the Lord Jesus Christ is your heart.
Yes. Amen.
The greatest gift you can ever give him is your faith and your trust
Amen.
in Him as your personal Savior.
Giving
to God that worship that belongs only to Him. Giving to God what belongs to no one else. To honor Him and recognize His royalty and His majesty. To bow before Him and adore Him and serve Him and love Him. To give Him your heart and your soul and your mind and your strength and your will and your life. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I encourage you to make this Christmas the most wonderful Christmas you've ever had. Don't worry about all the gifts under the tree with your name on the package. Amen. Look to the gift of God from heaven. The greatest gift you could ever receive. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And if you have been saved, if you have received God's wonderful gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, then this Christmas, determine in your heart to give God the greatest gift that you could ever give Him. Give Him you.
Yes.
Give Him your heart. Give Him your life. Our Heavenly Father, thank You for the greatest Christmas gift that any of us could ever receive. So unworthy, so undeserving. Sinners like us who deserve nothing but hell for all eternity. And yet You gave Your only begotten Son to die in our place, to suffer that hell for us, that we could be saved, that we could be forgiven, that we could receive the free gift of eternal life. And Father, I thank You so much for that wonderful Christmas day now nearly 26 years ago when I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I thank You, Lord, I've never been the same since. I've never gotten over it, and it just gets better and better every day. I hope that's true in the hearts of every person that's gathered here tonight. Father, I pray that You wouldn't let anybody leave here without the Lord Jesus tonight. Yes. As the greatest gift they've ever received. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank You.
Christ was born to save.
last selection for the night, and let the joy begin.
In the throne room of heaven, the angels look on as the Father embraces His Son.
For the time now has come for God's will to be done and the souls of mankind to be one.
Then the Father says, Gabriel, call out the choir and awaken the strings and the horn. For the heavens will ring and the angels must sing, proclaiming my Son now is born. Joy, joy, joy to the world, peace on the earth, goodwill to men. Joy, joy, joy to the world, Jesus is born, let the joy begin. All the angels were waiting the Father's command to begin the rejoicing that night. Let the joy begin.